Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. I hope you all had a wonderful week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. Each week, we start the show with a word about prayer because to me, there's nothing more important than prayer. You see, it's through prayer that we can speak directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. We can let Jesus know all that is troubling us. We can ask Him for whatever we need, and we can ask Him to help others, those we love and those who may be facing something difficult in their lives. Through prayer, we have unlimited possibilities of how it can help us. In time, we learn the power of prayer and how we can let go and let God, which is when the Lord takes all our burdens and problems, handles them for us, and lets us live in peace and contentment. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about generosity and how, as Christians, we're expected to be generous with others, for one of the laws of our God is for us to put the needs of others before our own. There are many ways we can show generosity, and when we do, we please the Lord, who often rewards us for our good deeds. On today's show, I want to talk about something very important, and that is lead with kindness. In our world today, we see too many people who are rude, inconsiderate, sarcastic, and flat-out mean when dealing with one another. They don't smile at someone, they yell. They don't show courtesy towards someone walking towards a door, they speed up and go in first. Why? What has happened to our world where these types of acts have become the norm? I wish I knew the answer. But as Christians, we have a choice. We can be one of those people, or we can follow the laws and commands of our God and lead with kindness. Why not greet someone with a smile? Hold that door open for someone and help someone carrying a heavy package. None of these things are hard to do. And when we do them, we are showing kindness. We are pleasing the person we have encountered. And most importantly, we are pleasing our Lord. In the Bible, it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. This Bible verse tells us that the Lord wants us to be kind to one another, and He wants us to do for others what He has done for each of us, which is loving us and forgiving us for our sins. Why hold grudges? Let things that have upset us pass and move on, and forgive those who have harmed us in some way. When we lead with kindness, we are following the ways of our God and showing those around us what it means to be a Christian, that we do love one another, that we do care about one another, and we do want what is best for everyone. Unfortunately, too often we don't think about that because we're so preoccupied with our own lives that we forget what we as Christians are supposed to do. Lead with kindness sets us up for opportunities because when we are kind to someone, they are typically kind back. And if they're not, stay kind and let it go. I promise you, eventually, they will acquiesce and return the kindness back to us. All we have to do is make the first attempt, and we do that when we lead with kindness. Understanding how important it is to be kind towards one another is another part of living life as a Christian. Today, our topic is lead with kindness. If we all started off being kind to one another, can you imagine how wonderful life would be? We would have little or no arguments, a lot less violence, and a much more peaceful world for us all to enjoy. Being kind to one another is very easy, and rather than wait for someone to show us kindness first, why not begin today by being the first one to demonstrate kindness? Be quick to smile and be friendly. Be courteous and considerate, and show interest and concern for others rather than simply focusing on ourselves and our needs. The more we lead with kindness, the more we will experience people we meet showing kindness to us. And the more we have that, the better all of our lives will be. The first song I'm going to play today is a metaphor, but the theme ties nicely into today's topic of lead with kindness. The song is called Through Your Eyes. We know that Jesus was perfect in every way. When I wrote this song, I thought of what the world would look like through his eyes. Just imagine what Jesus would see. No hatred, no wars, no prejudices, and no cruelty toward one another. Instead, we would have a world full of love, peace, and contentment. In the verses, we hear how so many of us ignore all that is around us, focusing only on ourselves. And then in the chorus, what the world would be like if we could see it through the eyes of Jesus. The words in the chorus are, if we could see the world through your eyes, such love and harmony. For if we could, we would realize, Lord, how great you are, if we could see the world through your eyes. Please listen now to my song, Through Your Eyes.
We think we know. How to give of ourselves, we turn away from those in need and offer no help. Then we pray and thank you, Lord, and ask you to comfort us, ignoring all the wants of those in need because of fear. It's those we will not trust. If we could see the world through your eyes, such love and harmony, and if we
be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
We're talking about lead with kindness. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. This Bible verse makes it clear that as Christians, we must be kind to everyone. When we lead with kindness, we follow the will of our Lord. But here's the problem. The truth is, it's easier said than done. I honestly believe that most of us in this world are good people who do care about one another. But as I said earlier, we have become so consumed with our own lives, we don't stop to think before we act when engaging others. We're busy, in a hurry, we don't have time, and the list goes on with all the excuses of why we don't lead with kindness. Well, unfortunately, as Christians, all the excuses in the world don't matter, because when we don't lead with kindness, we are not pleasing our Lord. But there is a simple solution, and that's prayer. As I've said many times, we can pray about anything, and asking Jesus in prayer to help us be kind to others is something we all should do. We are going to have moments when our tempers may be short, times when we say or do the wrong thing that might offend someone, even when it's not our intention, and situations where, because we're so focused on something we need or something we have to do, we don't notice someone who is showing kindness to us. We can avoid all of that by praying to Jesus and asking Him to keep our eyes open and make us aware of those around us. Ask Jesus through prayer to help us lead with kindness whenever engaging someone, and that shouldn't matter whether it's a loved one, a friend, or a complete stranger. When we lead with kindness, we do so with everyone, for we all are God's people. When we pray to Jesus, let Him know that we want to be quick to lead with kindness and to help keep our other emotions like impatience in check so that we can lead with kindness. We can also pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene if we experience those we know who are consistently unkind to others, such as family members, co-workers, or friends we care about. Prayer is such a powerful tool that we can use in so many ways, so praying to Jesus and asking Him to help us lead with kindness at all times is a wise thing to do. So as we go through our week, seek out Jesus through prayer and ask Him for His guidance and strength and to show us how we can lead with kindness. In time, we will do it automatically because as Christians, it is part of our commitment to God. Understanding how we can use prayer for anything is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is lead with kindness. As Christians, we must all learn to lead with kindness because it is the will of our Lord. When we lead with kindness, we are demonstrating our ability to show others we care about them. Putting the needs of others before our own is following the laws and commands of our God, and it begins when we lead with kindness. The next song I'm going to play today has an important message. The song is called, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes. When I wrote this song, I thought about how easy it is for any of us to give in to temptation. For the devil is always tempting us, doing whatever he can to pull us away from our God. The problem is that too often, what we are tempted with are things that show us pleasures, rewards, and opportunities when we think we will feel wonderful. But usually we realize after the fact how wrong we were and how we should never have given in to the temptation. In the verses, we will hear about those temptations and in the chorus, how we can resist. please listen now to my song, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes.
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. Maybe it's true you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. Not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. So lost, you can live for possessions, focus on obsessions, but you'll be uptight, you won't sleep at night. But if you take the right road and follow, what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Choices were bad, and at times you feel strange. You have regrets, it's not hard to change. Do not dwell on your past, just choose the path that's right. Live free from sin, free from fear, and enjoy your not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear about a man who comes to Jesus asking what he must do to get into heaven. The man has obeyed all the commandments, but is also very wealthy. When Jesus tells him to sell all his possessions, give the money to the poor, and follow him, the man walks away because he can't part with giving up his wealth. The point of the gospel is that entry into heaven can be sought, but it is ultimately unearned. Instead, it is freely given by God. The psalm for today is Psalm 90. Fill us with your love, O Lord. The message of the psalm is that God's love for us is strong and steadfast and is always there for us. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 90, Fill Us With Your Love, O Lord.
Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing.
Be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, True Riches. There was once a boy who was growing up in a very wealthy family. One day, his father decided to take him on a trip to show him how others lived who were less fortunate. His father's goal was to help his son appreciate everything that he has been given in life. The boy and his father pulled up to a farm where a very poor family lived. They spent several days on the farm, helping the family work for their food and take care of their land. When they left the farm, his dad asked his son if he enjoyed their trip and if he had learned anything during the time they spent with the other family. The boy quickly replied, "It was fantastic. That family is so lucky." Confused, his father asked what he meant by that. The boy said, "Well, we only have one dog, but that family has four, and they have chickens. We have four people in our home, but they have 12. They have so many people to play with. We have a pool in our yard, but they have a river running through their property that is endless. We have lanterns outside so we can see at night, but they have the wide open sky and the beautiful stars to give them wonder and light. We have a patio, but they have the entire horizon to enjoy. They have endless fields to run around in and play. We have to go to the grocery store, but they can grow their own food. Our high fence protects our property and our family, but they don't need such a limiting structure because their friends protect them." The father was speechless. Finally, the boy added, "Thank you for showing me how rich people live. They are so lucky." The moral of the story is, true wealth and happiness aren't measured by material belongings. Being around the people you love, enjoying the beautiful natural environment, and having freedom are much more valuable. A rich life can mean different things to different people. What are your values and priorities? If you have whatever is important to you, you can consider yourself to be wealthy. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go.